This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
12th play of the drive. Wilson gets rid of it for the touchdown to Javonte Williams.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm curious from y'all's perspective. You signed Javonte Williams, the Cowboys did, and Solomon Thomas. Which positions would you still like to see the Cowboys fill before the NFL draft? And then I have some more info about Javonte Williams if you want to get into that to start.
Okay. Which one do you want to do? You want to get into the Javonte Williams stuff to start, as you said?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
So David Moore, so you know this with the Cowboys thing, said that Javonte Williams is regarded as a comparable talent to Rico Dowdle and more cost effective. When you look at
Dowdle's it, Dowdle's going to make six and he's make 3.5.
Yeah, I really do want to see what Dowdle ends up making, because if he ends up making the same as Javonte, I think that was a mistake.
Okay.
But for Javonte Williams, he was the worst running back that the Broncos had this season. He had a 23% of his runs were stuffed for no gains. You saw a sub-4 carry average, which has been mostly the story of his, well, it has been the story of his career post-injury. But as a backup, I don't have a problem with this move whatsoever. Now, this ends up being the move, and they're like, Rico is going to be our starter. Now, Javonte Williams is our starter. Then I think that's a terrible idea. But I saw a lot of people upset about the move yesterday, and I think it's just going to be part of probably a draft project where that draft pick will quickly surpass Javonte as the starter, and we'll go from there.
I will say this last year, Denver was not good running the ball just in general. Like, they tried to go with Jaleel McLaughlin as their one of their, you know, change of pace guys. He's not a bruiser by any means. He wasn't great. Austin Estime got most of the carries late in the season. Javonte Williams, I watched a lot of Broncos because I was keeping an eye on Bo Nix and Cortland Sutton, obviously, because I had Sutton on my fantasy team. So I was just kind of watching. I had Javonte Williams too late. I picked him up and I was like, why not? But he wasn't producing. And I was like, why? And he did. It seemed like he'd get to the line and got 2 yards. And you were like, oh, I have no clue how much of that is on the offensive line. His career, you've seen it reduce, as you said, since the injury. But the offensive line just didn't appear like it was, you know, creating big holes for him. The Cowboys offensive line, he can be a good goal line back for you. There are some other things that I think he can do. Dowdle had more. Once he got through the offensive line, he had a couple moves and he had the ability to break away. That was something that I think whoever they pick up in the draft is, I think they're going to expect them to carry more of the load.
And I'm with you on that. So I'm okay with just staying with what you got at running back. quick one more question. I'm sorry. I thought it was okay, but then I convinced myself to not be okay with it. If for some reason Rico Dowdle's like, I will come back for the same Javonte Williams contract, and those are the two running backs you go with, and you don't really draft a running back, would that infuriate you? Or would you be like, eh, that's all right?
Only $6 million spent at the position?
True.
I'd probably be all right with it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, quite honestly, it gives me more picks to work with. I mean, this is a very deep running back draft, so I still think, like, is the talent level high enough? But if I can use those picks on something else right now and develop some other positions that could be helpful to running back, then I'd like to do that too.
Now, which other positions would you like to see the Cowboys attempt to fill before the draft? Because I realize, and I heard Jerry's like, hey, we can fill those holes in the draft, and hopefully that all comes true. But you've still got some money to play with. If you choose, what positions would you like to see them go after?
I'm curious what they are doing at safety. Okay. Because at the moment, it looks like Malik Hooker, Marquise Bell, Donovan Wilson, Wanye Thomas. Is that we're comfortable with that?
You think they think Bell's about to take a step up then?
Maybe so. Okay. Maybe so there. So I'm curious kind of what they're doing there. Obviously, the cornerback position, there are some names missing. And how ready do you think Diggs is going to be? Do you think he's completely ready to go?
No.
I oftentimes have questions about him. Are they bringing back Mukwamu? If they're bringing back Mukwamu, like, that's a guy who has flexibility at a lot of different positions. That helps fill the role. That's what I think the Cowboys would do. Most companies do that, right? They're just like, well, we have a guy that works here. He could just do the job, this person's job for less.
Right.
So we'll just have him do the work. Defensive tackle depth is important right now, because right now you have Mazi and Osa and Solomon Thomas and Ernest Brown. So Carlos Watkins, Carlos Watkins, is a free agent. Linval Joseph is a free agent. Justin Rogers is on the team. Your depth there is lacking.
Yeah.
I love that you brought in Osa, or brought back Osa. I like that Solomon Thomas is a body you can put in there for Osa. But I still think either bring back Linval, or you have your eye on a big, beefy character in the draft right now. But I would still like to add a piece in there. The defensive line, Carl Lawson's still, like, you got Sam Williams and Micah. What are you doing with that backup? Did they bring Tyrus Wheat? I think they brought Tyrus Wheat back.
Still here.
I liked him. He was fun.
From the 4-3-2, I would still like a running back before the draft. All right, fair enough. From the 8-1-7, linebacker and nickel. That way we can keep Bland on the outside. From the 8-1-7, I appreciate the consistency. It's not a position. It's just linebacker Jack Sanborn. I'm manifesting it until it happens.
I appreciate it. I do agree with this person from the 314. Those two backs won't make defenses respect the run. Extra dudes out there to cause problems for receivers for Dak. And that also definitely depends on the commitment from Schottenheimer's run game. If they're like, hey, we're going to run the ball. And then they say, we run it on first downs. And then we're trying to get Dak to throw. Backup quarterback is also a weird position right now, Kevin, but they said they're going to draft somebody.
Do we throw punter in there then?
I'll wait.
You think we're going to?
I'll wait. I see that there are a lot of big punter deals happening right now,
man.
The world. I think Denver's punter just got a pretty significant deal. I don't know.
It's because they couldn't run the ball, so they always have to punt.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, we better give our punter.
They're either punting because they can't run, or Cortland Sutton's catching a touchdown pass from Bo Nix.
So I've seen a lot of opinions on the Frankel injury attorney text line. And yes, I saw a couple for general manager and president. I get you on that. From the 214 wide receiver, from another 214 linebacker and corner. For me,
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The corner, linebacker, and defensive tackle were the three that I immediately thought about. You've already chopped up the defensive tackle and why that's an issue, and linebacker as well. That's not to say that you wouldn't draft any of these people, but I would. If there's bigger name players out there, great, if you can actually make it work. But I would like some more B-level free agents at some of these positions to maybe kind of flesh out your team where you're like, I could see that player starting, but then you would still be in a position where if you didn't want them to start, you're thinking, that's a damn good backup. Then you could go draft that position. Because unfortunately, the last 2 years with guard and defensive line, it feels like the Cowboys have maybe made a bit of a reach mm-hmm. on their pick, or with tackle and defensive line. And they've made a reach on their pick because they're like, hey, I really need this person to play this particular position.
You don't believe in Matt Letzko, right?
No, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't. That's a name.
Yeah. Robert Jones. So Robert Jones is a backup offensive yeah. lineman. Like that, he is a backup offensive lineman from the Dolphins. Had a lot of snaps. The numbers we saw, Kevin, 62nd in pass block efficiency and 62nd in run block efficiency, and that's out of 64. This is a very typical Cowboys signing. Is that, hey, look, we're not asking him to come and replace a starter. We're asking him to be a backup as a just-in-case guy. And if we have to get to him, we're in trouble. Like that's what upsets me, is like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to say, if we get to this guy, we're in trouble. I want to say, if we get to this guy, you're in as much trouble as you were with our starter. That's yeah. how I like to build a team. So in the middle of that offensive line, yeah, there's still some stuff missing because your backup center is Brock Hoffman. And he's your starting guard?
Yeah. Which so. It's weird. I think I feel okay with that because of the position flex, where I'm like, does that mean that you take a flyer on somebody in the sixth or seventh round that plays center? Does that mean you take a look at somebody who you think could challenge Hoffman for the guard position? I like those options and that position flex on the offensive line
yeah.
because it gives you the ability to do a couple of other things.
I'm interested in what Awesome Richards, you know, what his growth is, if he does grow a little bit within in this team. But then I guess receiver's definitely another position to look at, because not all those pieces am I excited about right now.
And this is weird because I know most people don't think of him as a receiver, but more the returner from the 817. Do we know what's going on with Turpin? So remember, the Cowboys, I think, feel pretty comfortable with what they did there. They put the second round tender on him. So if another team wanted to snag him away, they would give up their second round pick to the Dallas Cowboys. So I think the Cowboys are in a position where they're like, he'll be back. And if he's not back, we get another premium draft pick. So I think we're going to be okay with that. That would be my guess on that point.
Yeah.
From the 469, a legit ball hawking free safety, a linebacker and a second receiver, a legit ball hawking free safety. You can maybe jot that down with a defensive tackle over the years as something that maybe the Cowboys,
they just don't value yeah. as much as we do.
I want to make it clear, 469. I don't disagree with you on that. It just feels like the Cowboys have let us know either way.
Yeah, I think I take it back to Matt Johnson. Is that, you know, when I was
is
like,
is that the guy who played on the Redfield?
Yeah, and we were like, dude, this guy, because he just, I don't think he ever really got to play
yeah,
because his
lot.
Body, but when he was on the field in the Big Sky Conference, he was amazing. But that was like, that's how far back I go when I'm just like, I loved the safety depth they had while Dan Quinn was here. It's just, then they said, well, we're going to use that safety depth as linebackers. And we were like, well, that's not going to work all the time. So they have a lot of work to do there. And I agree with the people who are saying middle linebacker position, it's a weak draft class there, yeah, on top of the fact that the names have been flying off the board for linebacker because everybody knows that it's not that strong of a class. There might be a couple guys that you can really say, all right, I'd like to have that pick, but it's not as strong as you'd want it to be.
I think even with the moves the Cowboys have made, even though we haven't seen how like some of that salary is going to break down with like Solomon Thomas, for example, I still think you're in a position where you have low to mid $40 million available in cap money if you choose to go that direction. Now, you're not going to get it all the way down to zero because clearly you still have to sign your draft picks and stuff. And I know that the Cowboys like to save up all that money for the practice squad. But you have a usable chunk of money that is sitting there, and I'll be curious to see if they actually use it or not, or if they're like, hey, don't forget, Alec, that carries over. So don't you forget that. So they're going to be like, hey, next year, we're going to carry over all that money, and then, oh, you watch out. But remember that starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow, I do believe, free agents can officially sign.
From the 214, sign Evan Engram, Dak's favorite type of receiver. If by that you mean he doesn't catch all the balls thrown in his direction and he's going to be missing from injuries and headaches most of the time, you're right.
Yeah.
I cannot rely on Evan Engram. I just can't.
That might be a segment if you want to throw it out right now, or maybe a segment for another day. Who is the NFL player that, whether the stats back it up or not, you just believe will always miss games? Because Evan Engram is pretty high up on that list, and you might be like, hey, 2 years ago he played all the games, and I hear you on that. But like, he just strikes me as the person I'm like, he's going to miss a whole bunch of games.
Yeah, and there's going to be a pass that he drops that you're like, that was the one you got paid for, dude.
Yes, and there was 1 year, a couple of years ago, where Christian McCaffrey was healthy, and I was like, ooh, can he break the stigma? And then this past year, we went right back to it, and I was like, man, that kid is so freaking amazing, but he gets hurt all of the time. So I'll be curious, if you want to throw that out there, who are your NFL players, whether the facts back you up or not, that you just assume are always going to be hurt, they're going to miss a whole bunch of time, or whatever the case might be. And then I saw a Tolo Trucker saying that he's been listening to sports radio in Denver today, how dare you, and that they are not upset about losing Javonte Williams. I get it. That doesn't surprise me at all. They invested a second round pick in him. I'm sure they are frustrated that after that first year, he went nowhere. Cowboys are investing $3 to $3.5 million on him to be a backup. So different levels of investment. I don't think he's going to be the starter.
The 5-6-1, truly, I'd love for the Cowboys to draft Milroe, Dart, or Ewers in that order. I disagree with the order.
Because Dart wouldn't be available.
I would probably take Dart
point.
A little higher than, yeah, Milroe. But those would be fun. Those would be fun additions to the backup part of this. And that would create what, Kevin?
Competition.
Well, not real. Conversation.
Okay, sorry. I have to do the Stephen Jones air quotes for that.
Yeah.
Competition.
Yeah, move on.
Okay, fair enough, McCarthy. So, I would never envision an actual quarterback competition, but it would be interesting to see whether it's Milroe or Dart or Ewers out there, and you're like, hey,
mm-hmm,
I don't know, this kid looks pretty good out there.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.